You have never failed at anything. Anything that you have ever perceived you failed at has simply been a judgment from a limited ego personality perspective, based upon the values and the manipulations of the external world. There are no failures in life. There are only experiences in life. And these have all been experiences that you have brought to yourself, that your spirit has brought to you, for some sort of wisdom. And you have judged your spirit's desire for wisdom from your human perspective and limited view as failure. You have judged your spirit's quest for wisdom as failure from your limited human perspective. Your spirit's quest for wisdom required experiences that you could obtain a knowing from. And once the knowing is obtained, the need to repeat those experiences is finished. It wasn't a failure. It was a desire for wisdom, a desire for learning. Now, the only place that people get hung up in is that they repeat the same lessons over and over, even after they have required the knowingness of it. That's because they haven't quite assimilated or allowed themselves to realize that they have gained the wisdom and to see what the wisdom of it is. And part of that is because of belief systems and behavior patterns that say, this is who I am, this is what I must do, even when it doesn't feel right in your heart. So you continue to repeat the same experiences over and over, and they become empty because they truly are empty. Not because they initially weren't valuable, but because the value has already been gleaned from them, and you have not spent the time to get or assimilate the wisdom from those experiences. And while you have ignored taking the wisdom from the experiences, you then continually repeat the same patterns over and over and over, and it feels empty, and it feels like you're not connected, because you aren't. You, your conscious self, is not connected to the wisdom of your spirit, and the two have not met and shared the experience so that the wisdom could be fully attained and lived, and then moved on. Now, this is when people get what they call stuck in a rut, where they keep repeating the same things over and they can't understand why they're doing it, but they can't stop and they don't want to stop. This is really the main reason. Because all they needed was the experience, and all they had to do was glean the wisdom from it or take every ounce of wisdom from it and then move on. But they don't. They miss the part of assimilating the wisdom. And then they just keep repeating the pattern. Then their little self gets caught in the identity of it. And then they keep repeating it out of patterned behaviors and what we'll refer to as belief systems or limitation systems. All this is just what we call self-limitation, what we used to refer to as belief systems. But at this stage, we're beyond belief systems. We're in the place of limitation systems that you have kept in place. Self-limitations, that's all. So it's a completely different place, yet it's the same, and yet it's not.